Foreign freighters account for about 25% of overall tonnage on the Great Lakes. Jennifer Caddick says those ships' ballast water bring a new invasive species into the region on average every 6 months. Caddick's group, Save the River, has joined Great Lakes United in a petition campaign for a moratorium.
There's continuous talk, you know, over the past 10 or 15 years about having new, stronger ballast regulations to stem the flow of invasive species in. And unfortunately, nothing has happened. Frankly, we have said enough is enough.
Caddick admits a moratorium is unlikely. The agency that runs the shipping lane says it would violate a 1909 treaty with Canada. Invasive species do billions of dollars of damage in the Great Lakes. There are five bills in Congress to address the problem, but none has made it out of committee. For the Environment Report, I'm David Summerstein.